Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limmler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about courageous choices and the choices that God calls us to make, the choices that we make in order to honor and please Him. And that's the focus of today's specific devotion and prayer time is to choose what pleases God. And a lot of scriptures I could have used for this. Chose one that, well, we probably don't talk about a lot. It kind of creates a discussion. Isaiah chapter 56, verses 4 and 5 says, "For this is what the Lord says, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant, I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off." I like this verse because it talks specifically about a group of people who, well, by their nature would have no descendants, no one to leave their name to, no one to carry on the family name. The Bible talks about those who were made eunuchs choice of someone, sometimes by themselves, sometimes by the choice of others, but those that were born eunuchs who were unable to have children. And this idea that God comes along to those who otherwise would often feel left out. Many times the eunuchs were those who were to serve the queen or important officials. And they would be surrounded by the pomp and circumstance. They would be surrounded by all of the stuff of royalty and all of the things that go along with passing along an inheritance. And yet God comes along and says, for those that choose to honor His Sabbath, to keep His word, to choose what pleases the Lord, they will receive a name, they will receive an inheritance that will never tarnish, will never fade away, would never be cut off. The inheritances left by those in power were temporary at best. And many times you could see that as a ruler would rise up and get rid of the current ruler, or an invading nation would come and dispose of those who thought they were in charge and those who thought that they were accumulating stuff for their heirs. And so even though it looked impressive, there was always a temporary nature to it. God says, for those who choose to do what pleases the Lord, their inheritance, their name, will endure forever. So I think we step back and we ask ourselves, am I courageous enough to do what chooses the Lord, regardless of my circumstances? Sometimes we find ourselves in a place that we begin to think, we believe, we are convinced that it really doesn't matter. I'm stuck here. Nothing I do is going to make a difference. So why bother? And God comes along and says, because it matters eternally. It matters for your future. Whether it changes anything in the here and now, it changes everything in what's to come. It's that idea of character and integrity that matters who we are when no one's looking. Or probably more accurately, when we think no one's looking. The idea of honoring God and trusting Him. We choose what pleases the Lord when we do what is good and right, whether it's expected or not by the people around us. God always expects it. There are times that we find ourselves in a position where the people around us are not only not expecting what is good and right, but they're expecting something completely different. And to choose what pleases the Lord in those difficult times. To say, I won't go along with that. And to live not only according to our conscience, but according to the Spirit of God and His Word. Our conscience may or may not always be the best guide. I think normally it's a good starting point, especially if we've been trained in the Word of God, if we've been filled with His Spirit, that there's a great influence there. But to choose what pleases the Lord means we choose that over what pleases us. And that probably becomes even more difficult than choosing what pleases the Lord over what pleases people. Sometimes we can resist the temptations that people try to lead us into because we want to please God. And we know we're doing the right thing, and it kind of feels good to take a stand. But when we're alone with ourselves and our thoughts, and the temptations are not between what pleases others and what pleases God, but they are now between what pleases us and what pleases God. The struggle becomes even more real. And I believe it's one of the reasons that Paul talks about buffeting his body so as not to be disqualified, so he could win the prize. Of realizing the temptations that come in those quiet moments of life when no one's watching and the enemy sneaks in and whispers to us through some means. And we have to decide, do I choose what pleases me in the moment, or do I choose what pleases God? When we consider the differing results, the choice ought to be a lot easier than what it is. But in a society where we've been trained to want immediate results, immediate gratification, sometimes we struggle. with that choice. We see the immediate, we don't see the future. And when we consider how small our time on earth is compared to eternity, we ought to be more deliberate about our choices. Do I want to name for myself that last 20 years, that last a year, that last a week, that last the old proverbial 5 minutes of fame? Sometimes our choices are kind of centered around that. Or do I want a name for myself that lasts for eternity? A name given by God. A name that will not be cut off. A name that comes to those who choose what pleases the Lord, that honors His word, that lives according to His word. I think that's the better choice. Today, as we pray, what will it look like for you to choose what pleases the Lord? Will you keep that at the top of your mind? Every decision that you have to make today, will you ask yourself, what pleases the Lord in this? And then follow that, knowing that He will give you a name that will endure forever. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has given us Your name, that we can be Christians, belonging to Christ, like Christ, in the way we live, the way we think, the way we interact with others, the way we belong to You. Father, today help us to be mindful of the choices we make, mindful of the choices that are set before us, especially those ones that are kind of filled with deceit and look good from the outside and on the surface, but lead us in a direction that is not pleasing to You. Father, may we be mindful of how our choices affect not only now, but affect the future. May we be students of Your word. May we live in tune with Your spirit. May our desire to choose what pleases the Lord be fueled with knowledge and instruction, things we've already talked about and prayed about this week that we ought to be choosing. May all of it work together to help us be more faithful in the way we follow You and the way we follow Your word. Father, for those times where we desperately want others to accept us and to like us, and we're tempted to do things that we know would not honor You, but would bring us a place in some group that we want to be a part of. May You remind us of the temporary nature of that group and the eternal nature of belonging to You. And in those moments, may we choose what pleases You. And Father, for those times where it's just us and You and the enemy coming in to tempt us to please ourselves, and it sounds so appealing and attractive, and we become blinded to the potential results that would be damaging to our spirit, to our relationship with you, to our relationship with others even. May we in those moments be reminded of the value of choosing what pleases you. May we protect the name that we carry as your children. May we protect your name by the choices that we make. And Father, as we live life, may we live in a way that honors that name of Jesus. May we lift up His name so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.